Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet.
Hey!
Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colvert, a fluffy pitbull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a double dinky dog owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Alexis?
Renee?
We blew it.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
We blew it.
Whoa.
Oh, we blew it.
Oh, no.
Now, it's okay, and I think it's all about forgiveness, but last week we were just like, what's there to celebrate? President's Day? Not even sort of looking at that it was Tuesday. The episode that it came out.
True.
All of those twos right there in front of us. Mm-hmm. You have two dogs. The things we could have done to celebrate.
Wow.
Not a one. I know.
Did we kind of accidentally do that, though?
I mean, possibly. Well, I have zero retention of anything.
Same.
So maybe we made it a whole episode about
it. The name of the episode last week was Double Dog Tales.
But I don't think that we equated
it.
No,
that's what I'm saying. We definitely didn't. But isn't that even weirder?
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. It was right in front of us.
Yes.
Like right smack dab in front of us.
Yes.
Much like you just telling me how
yes.
it was and I didn't see it.
Yes, precisely.
Tickled over the moon. Tuesday comes along. I look at the date and I go, oopsie-daisy. Oopsies. Oops.
Oh, just goodness.
Trying to shoehorn in presidents that we don't care about. All the while, it's a date the likes of which we will never see
That's
again.
True. I heard that at least here, I feel like there's an Orange County story or whatever, but it is the highest amount of weddings that they've ever had that day. Like quick ones
it.
Too. People being like, wait, let's just go to the courthouse.
Oh,
and then this
on.
Is the day.
It's yeah. I love that very much. That's how it should be. And because I remember November 11th, 2011. So that would have been 11-11-11, all the ones lined up 10 years ago that everybody was doing that.
Mm.
But makes sense. Makes sense to have the Tuesday. I always find myself, when there's a significant date like that, feeling a little bit bad for the baby that was born at 2:23.
Oh, I know.
Just, whoopsies.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize you were doing a thing. If I was,
I didn't know.
You know, I guess astrology aside, if I was like the doctor or whatever, I'd lie for the baby. I'd go, it was 2:22, bud.
Of course you would.
You were mostly out.
Well, because that minute doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't
even
matter.
In astrology, I don't think it does.
I don't think that it...
Well, yeah, good point. Astrologers, come... you know what? Normally I say don't come for me. Mm. This time, come for me. Mm. Explain to me why a minute would matter.
Yeah.
I feel like hours would matter, but a minute...
A minute? Come on, it's one minute. And who's
just
to say?
Just 1 minute.
You know?
Just 1 minute.
Yeah.
As you know, I am referencing it enough that I think... I'm going to say, as you know, meaning you don't know this, but I reference it enough that you can put it together.
Okay.
There's a TikTok problem happening.
Uh-oh.
It's gotten to be a bit of a problem. I'll lay on the couch. Oh, I'll just watch one quick thing. Hours later, she's still scrolling. So I have, it got taken away.
I stand
before you as a middle-aged woman who is not allowed to use TikTok anymore because she abused her privileges and she thought it too
much. I get it. I did not use it for so long and then I started crocheting.
Mm-hmm.
And once it finds your little niche or whatever, it corners your brain and makes you, I should stop using it.
I don't know. I think that you probably are utilizing it.
I'm not.
Well, the reason that I brought it up is there is a little Irish kiddo who's 5 years old, who is learning his letters, and it's R. This is going to be dumb for, again, a middle-aged woman to tell you what a cute five-year-old says, but he's Irish, so consider the Irish accent as I tell you the story. So he's gotten to R, and he's like, R is in rindo. And the mom's like, what? And he's like, in the house. And she's like, no, that's window with a W. And the kid's like, you know, it's fine. Let's just say it is. Don't worry about it. And like negotiates with her mom about, you know what, this time I'm going to let it slide. That's fine. We're just going to, it's rindo
I
for
like
today.
Rindo.
Don't worry about it. We'll circle back. Kills me every time.
Yes.
I love this child. The best.
The best. Yeah.
Best. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So everyone's born at 2:22 and it is a rindo going forward.
It is a rindo at 2:22. Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Agreed.
Thank you so much.
Great.
Thank you so much. Now, Alexis, yeah. Can you confirm that there are dogs in this episode?
I think so. I'm pretty sure we'll be talking about dogs.
Okay. No, that feels, I mean, it does track. Seems consistent with what we usually do, so it's something you can rely on. Do you want to tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they have gotten themselves into this very episode?
I would love to. So we have, of course, some Crit Gumboat updates. Tug's hired 2 gopher coaches.
Yeah.
Which is a lot serious. Of money these days, but okay.
Getting real serious. Yeah.
And then 2 coaches in Los Angeles? My God.
Wow.
I had a little dog birthday scare I'm going to tell you about. And the scare is on me, not on the dog. Everything's fine.
Okay. Great.
We have a My Mutt Minute. We're doing 2 this week. We're going to do 2 for the next few weeks just to make sure we get y'all in.
Yes.
So we have a Chelsea update. She did one before and has an update for us. Very excited. And then we have a Christmas-themed My Mutt Minute from Jenny. So, yeah, we're a couple months late, but it's Christmas in March.
It's fine. That's what we do here. We celebrate Tutu Tuesday on March 1st. Exactly. We celebrate Christmas a few months later. On that, you can rely. Yes. We'll get to it.
Yes.
It's just going to take a second.
We have a Katya's Corner. It's the first of the month. And we have some what were we calling this? The 2-for-1
dollar dog bin.
We've got a few stories for you. 2-for-1.
A little 2-for-1. Yeah. That's exciting. Yeah. I think upwards of 3, I think we might have in there. All very exciting. All right. You ready to get
Let's
to
it?
Here we go. Alexis, here we are. Great Grumpo, portmanteau of our 3 dogs. Birthday scare.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Yes. Tell us.
It sounds scarier than it is. It's only scary for me and just my own feelings, really. So I worked a very chaotic job this week. Yeah. At the beginning of the week, I was like, okay, we know that we got this job this day, and this day. Friday is Crumb's birthday. We'll have a fun day. Okay. No problem. I have that day off. So, we got the whole day.
Easy.
And I worked this job and was very stressed. Friday came around and I was like sitting around and kind of, recovering from my busy week. And all of a sudden I looked at my calendar to check something else.
Right.
And right in front of me, it's like Crumb's birthday.
Oh,
and
boy.
I was like, okay. I've never felt worse in my life. I was like, no. No, you're right. I was going to do all day. I had planned. I had a whole imaginary scenario of what his 3rd birthday was going to look like. So immediately I put on my shoes and I'm like, come on, Crumb, we're going to the pet store and like trying to make up for this. But like Crumb's got no idea, obviously.
No clue.
He doesn't know what a birthday is. He's stoked. He's like, oh, we're going somewhere. Okay.
All right.
And I'm like in the pet store, like letting him pick whatever he wants. And like,
of course.
I tell the lady the thing. I was like, it's his birthday. I just forgot, but we're here now and we're going to figure it out. And she's like, oh, and like letting him try all these different treats. And we get back and I was like, I'm so sorry. And he was like, hey, again, I don't know
Honestly,
what's happening.
I don't know the difference. Also, I hate to be a stickler about this, but I do think you chose my birthday. So really, it could be any day.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I get him his treats, but like I didn't show him all of them. So I wrapped a couple, let him unwrap them.
Yeah.
And I think everything was fine.
Of course.
But my goodness, I just immediately was like, I'm a failure. I failed as a dog parent. Yeah. I didn't post about it until way too late. He should have been getting birthdays, on Instagram at least. People saying happy birthday to him all day. Didn't start until 4 p.m.
I say yep, yep, out of camaraderie.
Thanks.
Out of a mutual, I've also done that on a gotcha day, on a birthday. You always remember. It always occurs to you. But when it's not the first thing in the morning, when you're not prepping for it the night before, you're like, well, no kids for me, I suppose. I cannot be trusted with such information. I have that morning show with Jam, and there we cover current events. And so this is why I know this, that Molly Ringwald, honestly, it may have happened the exact same day, but Molly Ringwald just had a birthday. And as you know, she was in 16 Candles and the premise is they forget her birthday. She posted a screen grab of a text with her mom. Her mom just like arbitrarily talking about stuff. She's like, do you have anything else to say to me? Mom's like, I don't know. And she's like, you sure? And the mom's like, oh, no. Fully forgot her birthday in real life. Fully forgot.
Oh,
so it happens.
God.
It happens all the time. And if you start in a movie that features the exact same plot, you will get shamed on Instagram.
Yes. Yeah, that's
true. Luckily, silver lining, Crumb did not star in a movie of the exact same plot. So not the only reason people know is because you're telling us.
That's true. Next year, though, he might start in the spinoff, 16 Bones. yeah, I know he had a great diet, but I just immediately was like, oh, no, it's ruined. The day's ruined. What do I do?
Alexis, you are a very good person. I guarantee the day was not ruined. It was the best day of his life. He doesn't know the difference, but you are a very, very good, kind person.
It's fine. But hey, Crumb's three now. So 3 years with this little guy.
The 3 years to that. When you posted that, I was like, oh my, this is nuts. 3 years.
Yeah. Because I mean, that's, so I did pick his birthday. It's based on, I think I got him when he was about 6 weeks old. So we just kind of counted back from his gotcha day. So it's rough, but definitely it's a 3-year-old boy now.
A little three-year-old buddy. What a sweet, sweet pea. You also forget, because he's so little but you forgot how little it actually started.
Tiny.
Such a little dude.
Every time I go back and look at those pictures from the first few months, I'm like, oh my God, he was so small. Like, I posted a video of him playing with a tennis ball.
Right.
And he still plays with him all the time, but back then the tennis ball was the size of his head, if not bigger. And now it's like a little, they're still pretty big for him, but I was just like, oh my God, that's how big tennis balls were for you? That looks insane. I can't believe I let you carry that. Like,
just the sweet. Well, I'm very proud of him. Yeah. I find myself thinking, like, I miss him. I mean, I haven't seen that dude in 2 years.
No, that's crazy.
Wait, no, that's not true, because I brought over... Because I got to see you like a little bit, but it's certainly a year.
Once, but definitely a really good chunk of time.
I don't like that. No, I don't like
that's
that.
That's crazy.
Okay. We'll fix that soon.
Yeah.
You want to hear what's going on with Tugboat?
Yeah, I definitely do.
Okay. I have the privilege and the honor of being friends with Stacey and Jacob. You guys know Stacey. She is the queen of Max Fun, according to me. Runs our network. She's phenomenal. Her boyfriend, Jacob, came out to hang out with Tugboat. And... Now, here's what actually happened. Tugboat was, I'm finding that Tugboat is the sweetest little guy if you keep him indoors. Mm-hmm. But if he is outside, he cannot be bothered with anything else. He is on a mission. He is on a thing. I have kept him outside for 2 years. And so now he only knows that if I am outside, I am in charge of either the squirrels, the lizards, the gophers, whatever.
Yes.
So normally Tugboat loses his mind when he sees Stacey and Jacob. That did not happen because we were up by the park.
Right.
And so what actually is that Stacey and Jacob rolled with it and just walked around a field with me for an hour and a half. Was the intention for us to go hiking? Yes. Could we get Tug to go? No.
Nope.
So instead, did we just walk around a field for an hour and a half because they are the sweetest, nicest people on the planet? Yes.
Oh.
But the way we're going to spin this, because Stacey was so funny, is she would, so Tugboat would see a gopher, and the gophers were having a brave day.
Yeah.
They were not popping down in those holes, so there was a good amount of time that we just had to stare off. So Stacey would get down there on eye level and just coach him in, be like, you got this, you can do it, I believe in you. Was giving him some techniques, so Tugboat would bite the grass as a new thing that was happening, and Stacey compliment, yes, absolutely, that looks good. And so Tugboat has hired 2 gopher coaches to get him a little bit closer to gophers. I also, Alexis, my instinct is if he got one, it wouldn't be to make friends, even though I joke about it. But the more he doesn't, when he sees a squirrel, he goes nuts.
Right.
When he really hesitates in a way of just like staring. So part of me is like, do you want to make friends?
Yeah.
What is happening there? Because he doesn't lurch for him.
Maybe there's
the way
something
he does
about
for
squirrels.
You know,
squirrels seem to be sort of they're like half flying. How'd they get up there?
Sure.
Why are they doing that? But gophers are like they're in the ground. Maybe there's some like safety to that. Of like is this a tiny dog?
Possibly, maybe.
Dog.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. I also wonder if he's just sort of airing out various techniques because he absolutely is dove in there and he's dug for him. So maybe he's just like, if I just wait long enough, they're going to come out here. But there is a lot of waiting that happens that does not happen with a squirrel. So who knows?
Interesting.
Who knows what the end game is. Luckily, he's got 2 coaches who are going to be able to guide him right on.
Oh, yeah. I'm shocked that he can afford that, but I applaud him for it.
I know. I don't know where it's coming from, but he assures me he's budgeted properly.
Okay.
So
Well, I trust him.
To say? Who am I to say? He is five. He's five and a half now. So what's that? He's a, basically a 40-year-old man.
That's true.
So if you don't have your finances together at this point, I can't help you. Oof.
Yeah, he's at least doing his taxes on his own now, so. You know.
One would hope.
Yeah.
One would hope. Yeah. All right, well, those are some pretty good updates.
I think so, too.
Okay, not too bad. Not too bad. You ready to move on to my Mutt Minute?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
No, what time is it?
It is time for double My Mutt Minute, with the first My Mutt Minute being from Charlsie with an update. Hit it!
Woo!
Hello, this is Charlsie with a My Mutt Minute update. In episode 246 of Can I Pet Your Dog, I talked about my dream dog. Now, I am happy to announce that I found him and his name was partially inspired by the names Renee and Alexis came up with in their impromptu Name That Dog segment. I'm talking today about my dog, Biscuit, who ironically doesn't care for dog biscuits. Just jerky ones. He's a 3-year-old tricolor border collie mix. Probably. He's definitely fluffy enough to be one. Biscuit will do absolutely anything for pets, and I've never met a friendlier dog. He loves to meet dogs and people alike, but he's still figuring out how to actually play. He has no interest in toys, just pets. Always pets. We like to say he has so much love in his body, it doesn't leave much room for thoughts. He has many Biscuit-related nicknames, but we also call him Business Dog because if you're using your laptop, Biscuit will inevitably try to get on it, presumably to check his email. He's better than any dream dog I could ever imagine. End time.
Oh, no, Alexis.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that'd do many good things at once.
Yeah.
I can't. Charlsie, hilarious, brilliant, wonderful.
Yeah.
Have we ever named a dog before or helped inspire naming of a dog?
I was actually wondering the same thing. I think this is a pretty big deal for us.
This is huge.
Yeah.
This is huge.
Yeah.
I can't. I am on LinkedIn right now,
mm-hmm.
revising my resume, named the dog Biscuit.
Yep.
Charlsie was kind enough to send in some photos.
Yeah.
Also kind enough to say what episode was the first one. Is that not the most helpful thing in the
right.
world? 246.
Ugh.
246 is where you go on to hear part one.
Mm-hmm.
And now, 328.
Yes.
Where are you going to want to hear? Part two. This dog is perfect.
Yeah.
I think mm-hmm. that maybe if you were like, you only get to pick one quality of your dog, they can fetch, they can enjoy biscuits.
Yeah.
They can love pets. You're going to go with love pets every time.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm actually like a little bit. I got jealous. I was like, man, I mean, Cricket yeah. loves to cuddle and stuff, but there's something very fun about like, you know, all you have to do to please this guy is just some pets.
Is
all Biscuit wants.
That's all it takes. That's yeah. all it takes. Charlsie, I'm fully going to steal this because Tugboat also paws
yeah.
At me when I'm on the laptop, and I always make his inner monologue, okay, that's enough of that. It's time to pay attention to Tugboat.
Right.
I love the narrative of, I have business too
yeah.
to do. I am a business dog. I also need to get on the laptop.
I have emails
Hilarious.
To check. I am busy. And frankly, you're yeah, you've been hogging
it.
The family computer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yep. And that any laptop is a family computer.
Of course.
Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. Charlsie, we love it so much. Mm-hmm. Best update we've ever heard.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. But Alexis, I'm not ready to be done.
No, I don't want to be either.
I would like a bit more where that came from.
All right.
Would you like to hear the second
yeah.
My Mutt Minute in our double My yeah. Mutt Minute weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So this next one is from Jenny with a Christmas theme My Mutt Minute.
Hit it!
Woo! In 2020, we decided to surprise my mother-in-law with a photo shoot of all of her grand dogs as a Christmas gift. I set up a photo studio in my basement, invited my sister-in-laws to bring their dogs over, and we set out to have a lot of fun in an afternoon. We had to keep it a secret, as my mother-in-law is my neighbor, and we did not want her to know what we were doing. We had 7 dogs total, including Dozer, a Black Lab Weimaraner mix who was 11 years old, Ranger, a Blue Merle Chihuahua who was 10, Princess Poppy, a 2-year-old Irish Wolfhound, Jade, a 3-year-old Brindle Boxer, Mozzie, a 4-year-old Beagle, Reggie, a 3-year-old Golden Doodle, and Charlie, the 11-year-old Lab. We took individual and sibling group shots, as well as girls and boys cousins groups, just like the grandkids would get. The final piece, though, was the group shot. All seven dogs standing in front of a Christmas tree backdrop, each being held by a family member until my nephew, or as I should say, the photographer, said go, at which point we all jumped away and he shot on burst mode, hoping to get as many photos as he could. The dogs made it all of 2 to 3 seconds before chaos erupted. This is one of my most cherished and memorable photo sessions, as we lost Dozer and Charlie to old age soon after these photos. My mother-in-law has asked that we repeat this tradition yearly as much as possible. And time.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, two for two. Yeah. This is what that is. First off, the photo has been sent in.
Yeah.
And it'll stop you in your tracks. The best dog photo I've ever seen. For a million reasons, because you get to hear the backstory of everybody was holding onto the dogs, they jumped out of the way, it only lasted for 2 seconds.
Yes.
But also the fact that she's like, yeah, no, we have enormous dogs the size of ponies in this. They absolutely did not fit into the frame.
Not at all. This or like the backdrop is a quarter of the size of all of the dogs together. Yeah.
Heaven. Listen, I know that was a lot of work, Jenny, but I do have to side with your mother-in-law that, yes, this does need to be annual.
Oh,
we absolutely need to do this every year.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, please.
And as Jenny was going through the different dogs, like, I forgot to clock what they would all look like together. And it is such a funny group. It's so cute. Just as big as you can get and as small as you can get. And, like, every dog's personality really comes through in this photo, I think. It's awesome.
The very best. The very best. And, like, brushed over it as if to say, oh, this is how every family does it. But a group photo and then an individual.
Yes.
Jenny, yeah. We may have follow-ups. We might need to see those individuals as well. There's got to be, right? There's somewhere where they're all of them in one group. Okay.
There gotta be.
Jenny, we love it. We absolutely love it. So now, Alexis, we are doing 2 Mind That Minutes a week because the show is coming to a close and we want to make sure everybody gets in. But we have allotted for more Mind That Minutes to come in. So if you're like, I didn't know, we'll still take them. We'll still take them. That's why we're doing 2, so that we have room for you. Specifically you who's like, no, that's fine. It's almost over. Uh-uh. No, it's not fine.
Mm-mm.
Let's get you on here. Please,
make
that
Mind
That
Minute. Yeah, we have time. Send them in. Yeah.
Please. Yes, please. Do you want to tell sweet, sweet listeners where they would send such a thing if they were like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Yes. So all you need to do is record your Mind That Minute on your phone, your laptop, whatever recording device you have, and then email it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll play it on the show.
Sure will.
Hi, I'm looking for a movie.
Oh, I gotcha.
There's that new foreign film with the time travel.
There's an amazing documentary about queer history on streaming.
Have I told you about this classic where giant robots fight?
Or there's that one that most critics hated, but I thought was actually pretty good.
Ooh, I know. The one with the huge car chase, and then there's that scene where...
The car jumps over the submarine.
Wow, who are you eclectic movie experts?
Well, I'm Ify Wadiway.
I'm Drea Clark.
And I'm Alonzo Duraldi. And together, we host the movie podcast, Maximum Film.
New episodes every week on MaximumFun.org.
And you actually just walked into our recording booth.
Oh, weird. Sorry. I thought this was a video store.
You seem like a lady with a lot of problems.
Well, Manolo, we have a show to promote. It's called After Game Show.
It's a family-friendly podcast where listeners submit games and we play them with callers from around the world.
Oh, sounds good. New episodes happen every other Wednesday on MaximumFun.org.
It's a fast and loose oasis of absurd innocence and naivete.
And are you writing a poem?
No, and just saying things from my memory. And it's a nice break from reality. Are we allowed to say that?
I don't know. It sounds bad.
It comes with a 100% happiness guarantee.
It does not. Come for the games and stay for the chaos.
Now, Renee.
Yes, Alexis.
I've said it once. I'm going to say it again.
Okay. All right.
I consider having 2 small dogs microdosing on having 1 big dog.
You're doing it right.
Thank you.
You're absolutely doing it right. That is the initial definition of microdosing.
Yeah.
Luckily, today's sponsor has hopped onto the bandwagon and they're like, we love it. We're going to work with it. And in fact, we're going to yes and it.
Yes.
We'll see your 2 dogs equal 1 dog of microdosing dogs.
Yes.
We will also add to it an element of reducing your anxiety.
Exactly.
If you like, if you please.
Yes. So our show today.
Alexis, yes.
Yeah. Our show today is sponsored by Microdose Gummies. Microdose Gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. Like me with my two little dogs, it's just the right amount for me. So these are, it's like just a simple gummy and they taste really good. And they're super helpful for if you're just like, you're stressed or you can't get to sleep and you just want a little bit to just chill out, you know?
Just chill out. Chill out. Just give a little chill out. Yes.
So if you're in, you're curious, you want to know more, Microdose is available nationwide. To learn more about microdosing THC, just do a quick search online or go to microdosegummies.com and use code CIPYD to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Links can be found in the show description. But again, that's microdosegummies.com and code CIPYD.
I think you're going to like them. Oh, Alexis, it's the first of the month, and you know what that means. We got Katya's Corner, and we're feeling gleany good.
Gleany good. I say it every time.
Gleany good. I am remiss to tell you that sometimes I stay awake at night and wonder, should I have been a lyricist?
Yeah. Yeah. And
I think maybe.
The thing that
gleany good?
The thing that no one got to see but me is that Renee sang that song, and then as I excitedly said yes, Renee was very fervently shaking her head no. Yeah,
violently shaking my head no. Let's start over. Violently. But I wouldn't let her. You know what? Changed my mind. Decided to roll with it. I am over the mood about it being March 1st for many reasons, not the least of which it is time for Katya's Corner. Mm-hmm. Katya is back with some tips on how we can bond with our dog. Katya, of course, is the host of The Animal That Changed You. She's doing amazing work over there. Make sure to go check out her show. But for right now, listen to these tips. Woo.
Well, hello, CIPYDers. It's been a while. It's been a beat. I'm so glad to be back, and I'm so grateful to Renee and Alexis for letting me come back on the show to talk to you about ways to bond with your dog. This is going to be kind of like a rapid fire round. I'm going to give you four ways to bond with your dog. I don't know why I'm in the mood for four, but I am. Here we go. I don't want to talk too long. One. Oh, by the way, hi, it's Katya. But, you know, you probably know that because it's called Katya's Corner. I'm so glad to be with you guys. Okay, back to it. One. Take your dogs on the sniffari. Sniff Adventure, either one of those very unoriginal names that I just, you know, put the word sniff in front of another word, like adventure or safari. You could use either one. But what I mean by that is not necessarily to go on a walk, but take your dog somewhere, either a field, a park, somewhere you can walk to, or get in the car and drive them somewhere where you follow their lead. Not let's go, let's walk, let's do your business, but just go for sniffs. Your dog leads, your dog sniffs, you follow. And you just let them process the world, sort of trail behind. That's number one. Number two, have a scavenger hunt for your dog. Yes, this is a version of hide and seek, which we've already covered in another episode. But what I mean by that is like, take some yummy, smelly, stinky treats and hide them behind a couch cushion, sort of sticking out under a dresser. Put them in a sock or in a shoe and lead your dog, sort of lure your dog excitedly, like, come on, let's go find it, and have a scavenger hunt with your dog and teach them the game and let them find these treats that you leave. Then you sort of have taught them this game, right? Like, hey, we're going to have scavenger hunt. It's going to be awesome. And I'm going to do it with you. And then down the line, you don't even have to go with your dog. You can kind of put this on command and set them off to go find their yums. Third way you can bond with your dog is to write them a letter. I know that sounds woo-woo. I did live in Los Angeles for a significant amount of time, but write a letter to your dog. Just sit down and set the timer for 10 minutes and just write to them. And something happens. You know, like when you learned math as a kid, your teacher taught you math, and sure, there's rules to math and all of that, although now math has changed, they say. I'm not sure. Anyways, the way they teach math is apparently, I don't know, different? Okay, I'm going to stop talking about that, but I am going to talk about how when you learn math as a child, it sort of happens in the air. It's this magical thing that happens between you and a teacher, and it sort of like jumps onto you. Well, I believe that that's what happens between a person and a dog when a person sits down to write their dog a letter. Maybe crazy, it still feels good. You'll process stuff and it will feel as if your dog has received it, and you will name and identify some things, and it will feel just like you've communed. Oh, and that's what I want for you guys. Last but not least, number four, fourth way to bond with your dog. Hey, sit down with your pooch, snuggle on the couch, and listen to Can I Pet Your Dog episodes. Just like binge it. Good for everybody. Have a laugh. Hang out with Renee and Alexis. Who doesn't want to? I always want to. And, you know, it's all for the dogs anyway. Thank you so much for listening to my spiel today. I am over at The Animal That Changed You on Instagram. And that's the name of my podcast, The Animal That Changed You. I talk to extraordinary people about the extraordinary animals who have changed their lives. Alexis and Renee were on. They were really, really funny and touching at the same time. Okay, that's enough of my voice. Mwah, besos, amor to you and your animals.
Anyway, come on, that's the smartest thing in the world. Instead of getting frustrated because your dog will not walk at 6 o'clock in the morning because he's sniffing so much, just work with it.
Work with it. Let him sniff.
Use that sniffer.
Do it. I also love doing a scavenger hunt. I love everything like that. Super cute.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Katya.
We love it. Katya, we love you. Alexis.
What? Oh, we're whispering.
That's my favorite part of the show. We're at checkout, and you know it's at checkout. It's a dollar dog bin.
Yeah.
Now look at all this stuff we're going to be able to pick up right before we leave.
That's true. It's just that while we're in line, we're like, well, what is in this big bin?
I should look at this. It seems like a lot of fun stories.
Yeah.
Not that would make an entire segment, but if you squish them together and something come a dollar dog bin, it would definitely make a fun time.
Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. What's the first thing you've picked up?
So the first thing I've picked up is Queen Elizabeth, who, if you're not familiar, is the Queen of England.
Listen, it's not your fault. That's what it says on the tin. That's not your fault. They were too blatant about it.
Yes. Well, I do. And also, you know what? Maybe you've got a couple in your brain and you're like, which one is that? This is the England one. Okay. Who is also well known for her corgis, has created a perfume for dogs. It's called the Happy Hounds Dog Cologne, and it smells of coastal walks and is described as a rich, musky scent with citrus notes of bergamot. So, wonderful. Absolutely. It's only
perfect.
10 pounds, which I gotta say, if I'm gonna buy dog perfume, it better be less than 20 pounds.
Oh, I thought you were saying weight, and I was like, Alexis, that's too much. That's no, not even Costco would say yes to that.
No. I have a feeling it's probably 4 ounces or something.
Okay, that seems more. Okay, I'm back on board. I definitely was.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is also, don't worry if you're like, but it's a cologne. I have a girl dog. It's unisex. So
okay.
They'll all
wonderful.
Like it.
Fantastic.
And, you know, finally, we're so sick of our dogs smelling like dogs. We can finally make them
God
smell like
forbid.
A coastal walk.
All right. I'll take it. Now, I'm waiting for the part where you tell me and all 100% proceeds go towards. Is that in there? I don't think it's in there.
Is it?
I don't think it's in there. I don't think it is. I feel like this is just something that's happening.
Yeah.
Like to give a note to the queen. Love it so much. Great. I applaud creativity. However high ranking you are in the royal system, I do feel that you have enough money and you don't need a side hustle. So if you're making such a thing, let's just make sure that 100% of those proceeds
really
go somewhere.
Good point. Wait. What? Yeah.
What are you doing with a side hustle, queen?
She might be making lotion and selling it to her friends. I didn't even think about that. Wow.
Okay. And maybe, and listeners, as you know, we do zero research here on the show. It is what we are known for. It is our staple. So if you find out that proceeds do go somewhere, I'd love to hear about it. Until then, I have a beef with the queen, and I'm happy to tell her about it.
Can I tell you? Sorry.
Please.
It's the most British sentence I've ever read. So the queen, who is 95, has famously owned corgis, as we know. In May of last year, she mourned the loss of Fergus, one of two new puppies given to her by her late husband, Prince Philip, was in the hospital. And here's the quote. A royal insider told people at the time, quote, "It's all very sad." That's the whole quote.
That's a whole quote. Succinct. We know how they feel about it.
I thought there would be so much more like, "It's all very sad." And I thought it'd be like maybe split into two sections. No,
sure.
It's all very sad.
No,
and that's
no more
fair.
And there you go.
And there you go.
Now that's the end of that. Okay.
Okay.
Well, if you want your dogs to smell like coastal musk and have zero proceeds go to someone who needs it more than the queen, get yourself 10 full pounds of coastal musk cologne. It's a lot. It's a lot. Shipping and handling is going to be expensive for them. I don't think they're considering that.
No, that's true. Renee, do you have anything in the bin?
I sure do. Okay. I am delighted to report this to you. So I love it. So, Alexis, I love to peruse a Dodo article.
Yes.
And when my eyes fell upon just the headline of this, I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to fix my entire day. Guy is surprised to discover why his alarm stopped waking him up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Clicked on it as fast as I could. Did the dog have something to do with it? Turns out it does. A guy by the name of Alexandra was sleeping through his alarm.
Yeah.
According to him, he assumed as much. He knew he set it, and then he would check in the morning. Not one alarm sound. Mm-hmm. Sleeping all the way through. Not sure what to do. So he's testing. He's like, well, you know what? I'll just stay awake. I'll test it. I'll set it for 2 minutes from now, and I'll see what is happening. What's going on? So he sets it on the bed like he normally does. He's like, maybe I'm rustling in my sleep. Maybe a sheet is doing this. What's happening? So he sets it on the bed, not thinking twice about anything else. The alarm goes off. His sweet, sweet dog, his sweet, sweet, what appears to me to look like a Jack Russell Terrier mix, hops on the bed, bops it with his nose, turns off the alarm.
Ha!
Hilarious.
Yep.
So funny. So the dog was just like, well, we don't need this nonsense this early. And absolutely not turning that off.
No, thank you. Yeah.
On Alexis, I am overwhelmed with joy of how much I love this story.
I know. It's also rare that a story like this has like life consequences for the person, but it's like, I need this. I have to go to work to get you food.
It is delightful beyond measure. Something that we love about the Dodo is that they really do take a lot of liberties to sort of let you know what's probably going on in the dog's head.
Yes.
So what they have put here is that the dog was associating an alarm with his owner leaving to go to work. So he's just going to take matters into his own hands. No alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need to go to work. Great. Love to see
love it.
Please do yourself a favor. Get yourself to Dodo right now. Go look up the story. It is adorable and wonderful and made my entire day.
Yes. Renee, do you have time for one more?
I got one more. Let's hear what else is in this doggy dog bin.
So this is also from the Dodo. We had a Dodo day.
Big Dodo day.
So, this is about technically two dogs, Mabel and Milo. Their mom is named Carrie. So, but Mabel, who was the older dog, was an only child until Mabel was three, and then they got Milo. And in general, Mabel
Let's talk about
to be...
the breeds of these dogs so we can picture it properly.
You're right.
You're getting there. You're getting there. Okay, got it.
Mabel is a... When is Mabel?
I think Mabel's the golden retriever.
Yes.
And Milo is the golden doodle.
Yes, exactly. So you two classic, very cute dogs. But Mabel has a bit of a jealousy thing because of that. Mabel liked being the only dog, and anything that gets done to anyone else needs to get done to her.
Including recently,
Milo and Mabel played a little bit too hard, and Milo got a little cut on her little paw. And so Mabel didn't seem fazed too much by this until she saw that, like, oh, well, it does seem like Milo's laying down, and she's getting bandaged, and everyone's being really nice to her. So then, out of nowhere, Mabel lays down next to her when she's getting her little bandage on and very clearly like, me too. So they're like, oh, okay. Like, if you want. So Mabel also needed her little paw bandage. She gets her little bandage and seemed very satisfied. And so now while Milo is healing, they got to put a fresh bandage on Mabel every day as well, just so that Mabel doesn't get too upset because her paws hurt too.
Sweetest story. Sweetest story. And the owner reports, she's like, I thought it was just like a pet. I was just like, oh, Milo's getting attention, so let me pet you while I also bandage up Milo.
Yes.
Turns out that was not satisfactory to Mabel. She will not be leaving until she also has a bandage. Thank you so much.
Yes. I got an
hilarious.
Ally, I think. Yeah. Hey, that's a pretty good bargain bin, don't you think?
We don't hate them. Mm-mm. They're all pretty good. They're all pretty good. Okay, well, we're up at the cash register, so we'll have to come back next week for what's in the dollar dog bin. Well, Alexis, we did it.
We did it.
Made it. to the end of yet another show. Okay, well, here we are. March 1st, a whole new month. Very exciting. Cannot wait for next week when I tell you what enormously large holiday I missed today.
Time will tell what we missed. Also, I do think that March merch is coming. So
yay.
At some point that'll be announced. Keep your little ears perked for that.
I will. We love a March merch. Yep. We love a March merch. Perfect. And I think we could tease that up until this point, Cricket and Crumb have not made it onto some merch.
Mm-mm.
However,
it might be
times they are a-changing. Okay. Very excited. Yeah. Very excited to hear more about this. But for right now, mm-hmm. listeners, we love you so much. Maximum Fun, you are the very best. Moderators at Facebook, thank you so much. Dogs, excellent work.
Oh, yeah.
And Alexis, especially you. Great job.
Hey, to you too.
Great. Great job. Hey, thank you so much. Until next week, can I bet your dog?
Can I bet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.